Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is called out on strikes. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's Brewers, 1, Orioles, 1. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Grich steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to third. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Grich scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Money reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Williams for a passed ball. Money moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Brewers, 2, Orioles, 2. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jerry Bell now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Powell moves to second. It's 5-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Powell moves to third. Grich moves to second. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Coluccio reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia is hit by the pitch. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Garcia moves to second. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Garcia scores. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Orioles. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bell. Bumbrey moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bumbrey scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Kevin Coble now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grich strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coluccio. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Coluccio steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coluccio moves to third. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Coluccio scores. Porter moves to third. It's 6-5, Orioles. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to home to get Porter. Garcia moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Porter and he is out, Money applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Robin Yount. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to third. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got three RBIs. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing shortstop. Tom Murphy now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Reinbach pinch hits for Frank Baker. Mike Reinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reinbach takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.